to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And of course, that means that she's finally back this week with us for another episode. Today, we're going to be covering Season 9, Episode 3 of 90 Day Fiancé.
And before we begin, I just want to give a shout out to you, Kiara, for holding it down last week and doing a solo episode. I actually thought the episode was really funny. Even though you were like by yourself, you were still like laughing and stuff. It was still like pretty funny. So shout out to you for that.
Thanks. I cracked myself up.
Clearly.
Okay. First of all, let's talk about this, because this is our first time actually talking about this season. What is your overall impression of this season?
Well, so far, I feel like, I'll say this. Whenever there's the beginning of a new season, I always feel as if it's probably going to be boring, or it takes some time to get used to new characters. So I feel like I feel the same exact way at the beginning of literally every season, every spinoff. It definitely takes some warming up to, but once you get warmed up to the new couples, it always ends up being really good. So I'll say that.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I don't know what it was about Sunday, but watching Sunday's episode on the time that it came on, I was like, oh my gosh, this is low-key kind of boring.
Yes.
But I rewatched it on Monday, actually. And I was like, okay, this wasn't as boring as I thought it was. Like, it kind of picked up as the episode went on.
Right. Let us know, do you guys feel the same way at the beginning of a new season, that it's definitely kind of boring, but it always seems to pick up?
Well, I was going to say I felt the same way about before the 90 days, but I actually didn't.
Oh, yeah. Now, before the 90 days, that was just good from the very beginning. Like, you just knew that one was going to be good from the first episode. But this one, I'll say it's kind of starting off a little slow, but it's always that way when we're meeting new people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It picked up a little bit, and I think it's going to continue to pick up for sure.
Yes.
They don't ever disappoint us. I don't think there's been, like, a super boring season yet, so I think we're good.
Right. For sure.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and get right into the episode. And we're going a little bit out of order from how they showed them on the episode. Sorry about that. But let's start with Eve and Muhammad, who is from Egypt. So, of course, Eve is 20-something years older than Muhammad. We know that. She goes to pick him up from the airport. And in my honest opinion, he was acting a little bit off from the very beginning after she picked him up.
And I'll just put this disclaimer out here real quick. I haven't watched episodes 1 and 2 yet. I only watched episode 3. So I was thinking, is it just me? I haven't seen him on the previous episodes, so I didn't know if he was just like that, or...
Definitely, it's not just you, but he is like that. So Eve wasn't on the very first episode. The first time that we saw her was last week, and that's when she explained their whole relationship. And he's Muslim, so he has a lot of expectations about the woman that he's with, you know, about her clothing, what she posts on social media, that kind of stuff, because they met actually through a post on social media where she was wearing a bathing suit. So last week's episode, it was about how she was throwing away some of her clothes.
Right. I heard you talk about it on the podcast, but I didn't watch it yet. So
yeah. And then her friends were asking about their sex lives, which she said that they did have sex, but she didn't feel comfortable talking about it because he's Muslim. I would just say that the biggest thing about this episode, the biggest thing, was the fact that he said that he wants someone to take care of him like his mother.
Yes, I caught that.
What the fuck? I was like, and, wait.
Okay, I missed it. How old is he? I know she's like 48. How old is he?
I think he's actually 23 and she is 45. Something like that.
Okay. What he said, knowing that he's 23, makes sense that a 23-year-old would say that.
I don't know.
But hell no. No. Absolutely. You've got a lot of growing up to do. And now you're in America. Stuff don't go down like that in America.
I think the issue is that he is expecting to be with someone who's going to take care of him. It's not an immaturity thing, how you might think maybe someone from America would be just so immature and think somebody's going to take care of them because their mom did. No, right. I actually think that it's how he's expecting it because of his culture. And,
right.
You know, it's so I think to me, that's on a different level than, oh, you're just taking care of somebody. No.
Right. Well, do you think that it also has to do with her age, though? With the fact that she's so much older than... She's probably close to the same age as his mom.
Oh, for sure. And I think that that's probably why he messaged her in the first place. He saw this lady. He probably thought that she had a nice body because the first picture that he saw of her was in her bikini. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, this is the woman that I want to take care of me. And that's right. What happened. I don't think that there was anything, no doubt in his mind that this is the woman that he wanted to take care of him, period.
Right. And I'm thinking if he had a younger girl, would he still have these expectations? I mean, I know in that culture, a lot of the times the girls are raised to be those like wives, you know, take care of the husband and all that. But I'm curious to know if she was like closer to his age, would he still have those expectations?
Absolutely. But I'm thinking that anybody knows how to use the internet. A lot of people hear about America, which I actually talked about on last week's episode. You know, people are talking about how America is like paradise and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So clearly people from different countries know about America. I'm thinking that if he had a girl from his own country of Egypt, yes, he would be expecting her to take care of him like that. But him knowing that he wants to come to America, he knows no girl his age is going to want to be doing all that. So okay. He had to get somebody much older who would be willing to do that.
Right.
And that is why he ended up with fucking Eve, who is 20-something years older.
Right.
Who is going to do that for him.
And I think the bidet thing, all the stuff that she did for him, I know that it's important to be clean and all that for him, which is fine. But at the same time, you could be a little appreciative. I mean, she threw out clothes. Mm-hmm. She really changed a lot of things.
And she did it. It seemed like without him necessarily asking.
Right. So you would think
it seemed like she did that because she knew that that is something that would make him happy. He didn't necessarily ask her to.
Right. So you would think that he would just be maybe a little bit appreciative of that instead of saying, oh, I would think that she would have the bidet ready for me because she knew I was going to be here.
Right. And if you don't know what we're talking about with the bidet thing, just in case you haven't listened to the episode just yet, the whole bidet thing is that he has to be very clean before he prays. And of course, Muslims pray, I think, what was it, 5 times a day is what he said? Mm-hmm. So they need to be clean from head to toe.
Like 100% clean.
Right.
So, and that was actually surprising to me. I didn't know that.
I actually didn't know that either. And I've actually been to 2 Muslim countries. I didn't know they needed bidets. But anywho, this is what got me about that. And this is a red flag to me. Is when he asked her about the bidet. And she said that she didn't have a chance to install it, put it in, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It yet. And he says, it's okay, you'll get it in.
Yeah. Not we will or I will.
Right. You'll get it put in. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll get it put in, all right.
Eve, send his ass back. I'm sorry. This is not what you want.
I think he's a little bit too young for her.
Yeah.
It's the same thing kind of that was Ben and Mahogany. It's kind of similar. Sometimes, like, a big age gap is really not a big deal. But if you have somebody in their early 20s, now, maybe if he was 30 and she was 50, it wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
But early 20s is just, to me, in my opinion, too young to expect a really, like, solid relationship. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're a lot older. Because you've already experienced a lot of stuff as far as relationships go. In your 20s, you're just leaving your parents' house.
Right. And that's kind of something that I said about Eve last week, is that, you know, she has her son that has special needs. And I was glad that she also recognized that she had her own needs and was willing to take care of that stuff. But I think that she's going about it the wrong way with this guy. I really do. I don't see them lasting at all.
Me either. Like, I cannot believe she even brought his ass over here to for real, for real.
Yeah, and her friends were talking about how outgoing she is on last week's episode. She's so outgoing and she's just so vibrant and she's toning herself down for this guy. Yeah, I don't think it's going to last at all. I'm sorry.
To me, it just seems weird. They don't go together at all. They don't even look.
He wanted to come to America and be taken care of, and that's exactly what he got, period.
Yeah. And they said it, what did she say? It took 2 years for their visa and stuff?
Yeah, I think this whole season, everybody took 2 years because they met right before COVID. So they had to wait for COVID to end. Before.
Right.
That's how it seemed like literally with every couple. But I just hope that Eve picks up on a few of these red flags. Hopefully her friends are there to help her through this time, because I truly don't think that they're going to last. I actually hope that they don't. You know, not to be mean or anything, but she seems like she just needs someone else.
Yes.
Not a young guy. I'm sorry.
From what I've seen, like I said, they don't even match. So, right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on, though, to Ari and Binium.
Oh. Okay, first of all, does Ari look different to you?
Yes.
Ari, because she's living in Ethiopia, maybe she's not eating as much, but she looks skinny as a mug.
Okay, I noticed that she does look small, but I didn't know if that was just something that I hadn't realized before, or if she's, you know, like, has she always been that small, or am I just not realizing it? But, yeah, she looks different. And actually, I think it's because of that eye makeup she wears. If you notice in her interviews, she does not have all that black shit around her eyes. The eyeliner, the mascara, the eyeshadow. It's always so dark on the show. But in the actual interviews, she looks light and, you know, like, she looks vibrant.
Yeah, it might be that. But they did play some flashbacks. And she looked a little bit more, well, she's always been small, but she looks even smaller now to me. You know, hopefully she's okay. She just maybe lost weight.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people talking about her appearance, and I would just say that you got to careful. Yes, a lot of people are talking about her appearance. And I would just say that you have to be careful, because remember, with Chadwick Boseman, a.k.a. Black Panther, and however many various roles he played, and people started talking about him when he was really skinny, and then, of course, he ended up having cancer and dying. And so, don't judge, you know, a book by its cover, because you don't know what people are going through. But anyway.
Right. But she definitely looks smaller.
Right. So, I just want to ask one question, because something that I noticed, which they did mention in this episode, but also in the previous two episodes, there was a point when Ari and Benny moved to Kenya. When the hell did that happen? Did I miss that?
That must have happened during COVID.
I think that must have happened last time they were on. But for some reason, I do not remember.
What were they on? Were they on The Other Way?
I want to say they were on 90 Day Fiancé, but I really don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember watching that season, though.
Is that the same season when the baby was sick and she had to take him back to the United States to have surgery for his hernia or whatever?
Yes.
I didn't watch that whole season, so I don't know.
I'm wondering if that season ended when she took the baby back and then we didn't see anything in the middle. Possibly. Do not remember them going to Kenya. I really don't. But anywho, let's get to this episode, all right? So, of course...
Can we skip to the end? Because I have to talk about this.
No, we need to go through it.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Alright, so this episode begins with Beanie telling his friends that he actually hasn't even told his family that he's moving to America in what, like 2 or 3 days?
Right.
Which is a hot mess in itself. I don't know what he was thinking about.
And my only question is, how is this Ari's fault? Is this Ari's fault?
I think that everybody thinks that it's Ari's fault because, in my opinion, Ari makes a good point. She knows what she wants and she knows what she's going to do, but she doesn't understand anybody else's point of view. Do you get what I mean? Like, for example, on the last season, when she was supposed to be going back to America, remember how upset and sad Beniam was?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's kind of like, I don't know why he's acting like that. We're coming back. She's mad at him for being upset about her possibly not coming back. But it's like, Ari, don't you see where he's coming from? His last wife left with their baby and he didn't see or hear from them ever again.
Right.
Can't you just see his point? She just thinks that everybody's supposed to take her word.
Okay, I have to disagree. And only because, yes, she knows what happened with the ex-wife and all that. But at the same time, Benny be acting like a baby. He acts like a baby.
I get it.
I feel like he's letting his sisters run everything.
What?
His sisters are like horrible people. They're mean. They're nasty. His sisters, no. He needs to cut it. Him and his sisters. Yes.
Oh,
I said
my
it.
Gosh.
Yes,
what?
Said it. In my Rihanna voice. Said it.
Absolutely not. I think that him and his sisters are obviously very close. We learned this the very first time that we even saw them on the show. So they're very protective over him, just like I'm sure he is for them. So I feel like they have valid concerns when it comes to this.
No, they're too involved. There's a such thing as being too involved. And sometimes you can mean well, but it's kind of like they're adding fuel to the fire, in my opinion. Their relationship is already like, you know, not very stable. It's already on the rocks. When he gets around his sisters, you notice how he's quiet. His sisters are doing all the talking and he's just sitting there. I don't like that. His sisters are too involved. You guys really shouldn't have any opinion on our relationship at all. And if you do have an opinion, guess what? Keep it to yourself. Because at the end of the day, I'm not in a relationship with you. And Ari said it on this episode. I'm marrying Benny. I'm not marrying you guys.
At the end of the day, I feel like his sisters are actually really not that involved. Yes, they have their opinions.
They
but
do too
Benny,
much.
But Benny is actually doing whatever the fuck Benny wants to do. You know what I mean? He's not listening to his sisters on anything. He moved from Ethiopia to Kenya, back to Ethiopia. He's not necessarily listening to what his sisters are saying. When the sisters were talking all that shit about how the baby should get the circumcision and Ari was having second thoughts and all that on the previous season, Benny was on Ari's side. He was just like, yes, I'm upset, but what can I do about it? I don't think his sisters were doing too much.
I'm not saying that he listens to them, but I'm saying, honestly, any of your opinions don't matter to me. Well, if you have an opinion, then you can tell Benny your opinion. But at the end of the day, I don't want to hear it. You guys don't have anything to do with this. I don't care. And just like his freaking sister threw that drink in her face, that was so messed up.
Well, let's get into that, right? So Benny is having his video shoot and he invites his friends and family. Of course, his sisters are there to come watch the video. And this just so happens to be the night before he's leaving with Ari to go to the United States. And they're having a great time. Benny is so happy, which is why I'm like confused on why he would even pick this night to do this.
Because he's a baby.
But he chooses this night to actually tell his sisters that he is leaving to go to the United States the very next day. So he tells them, and of course, this is what we've been waiting for the whole season. We've been seeing that preview of Benny's sisters throwing the drink in Ari's face. It finally happened on this episode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So after he tells them, they start arguing. They start blaming Ari, saying that she's a bad influence on him. She is the reason why he waited so long.
Hold on, wait. Before you even get to that, how his sisters were like, oh, we've always been like a sister to you. You should have told us. Where did they even get that from? I'm literally speechless. Where did they even get that from? Remember, like, was it last season when they took her to that mud spa thing?
Yeah.
And it's like, every time, it's always something with them.
Is this our second or third time seeing them?
I think it's the third time, unless that one season was really long.
The very first time we saw them, remember, they were saying how worried they were because of what Benny's ex-wife did to him.
Okay, so and I guess what? I'm not his ex-wife.
Yeah, but that girl was probably a white girl, just like Ari, left him for the United States. She's obviously American. They're okay, probably but what's that got to do with me? The same thing that's going to happen again.
No, I'm sorry, no. Yes, that happened to him, and I'm really sorry that happened to him. That sucks. But what you're not going to do is treat me like I did that. You don't even freaking know me. I'm sorry. You don't know me. You don't know anything about me. From the very beginning, you're right. They've been treating her like she was the ex-wife. She was the one that did that to him.
But remember, Ari did take the baby back to America and then
to have surgery.
Yes, but then they got delayed, quote unquote, and they couldn't come back right away.
But did they come back? Yes.
But for all they know, she was having second thoughts.
Whatever. All I'm saying is they cannot say, oh, we're like your sisters. You should have told us.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, because stop it.
Yeah. So basically, like I said, they're blaming Ari for the fact that Benny didn't tell them that he was leaving the very next day. Honestly, I'm usually on Benny's side. But this time I'm not, because I do think that he should have told him before the day before he was leaving. Like, come on. Yeah,
and back to my very first question. How is this Ari's fault? I mean, seriously, I get what you're saying about how she wants things her way and she doesn't try to see anybody else's side. But at the same time, Benny is a grown-ass man.
Yes.
If Benny says, hey, I don't feel comfortable telling my friends and family yet, I'm going to tell them when I'm ready. It's not Ari's place to tell them. You know what I mean? In their relationship, they've agreed that they weren't going to say anything to them. And he's going to tell them, right? So how is it Ari's position to tell them?
Girl, I don't know. But let's get to this drink throwing thing. I don't think it's right to pour a drink in anybody's face. What do you think?
And don't say but.
I'm not.
Because I feel like you were about to say a butt in there. It's not right. I mean, seriously, I'm sorry, but that was so messed up. I was at a loss of words. Seriously, who does that? All she said was, I'm marrying Binyam, not you guys. Look, if you're upset that your brother is moving to America, that's between you and your brother. He's the one that decided not to tell you. And then you throw a drink in my face? Ooh, if I was Ari, whoo.
Well, I think that one issue is that they feel like Benny doesn't really want to be with Ari, but he is, and she's manipulating him, and that's why I say he's a baby.
And this is why I say he's a baby. He's a grown-ass man. If he really doesn't want to be with Ari, why doesn't he just tell her that?
Because he doesn't want her to take the baby away.
I understand all that. I get it. Y'all gonna have to work something out. Some type of custody. The baby can come here in the summertime when he gets older. You know, obviously not while he's still a baby, but when he gets older, something's gotta give. If you don't want to be with her, tell her that, because obviously you're saying like his sisters think he doesn't want to be with him. It's obviously for a reason, right?
Right.
So if he's telling his sisters that he doesn't want to be with her, but he's still going to be with her and he's still moving to America, that's his problem. Don't take it out on me. And then you throw a fucking drink in my face. You gotta be kidding me.
Girl, I thought that was so unnecessary.
It was.
I didn't think she deserved that.
She definitely did not deserve that. That was really messed up. I felt so bad for Ari. Like, I low-key wanted to cry.
Ari took it pretty well, though. She played it off really nicely. She, you know, she didn't cry because I feel like she probably wanted to cry. It's embarrassing. She probably had, but, she had alcohol in her eyes.
Yep. And this is what I was saying. When Benny's sisters are there, he's quiet. He's always, like, looking down. He's quiet. He don't be saying nothing when his sisters are around. I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, you really gonna let your sisters talk to me like this, for one? You gonna let your freaking sister throw a drink in my face? If you don't F with me like your sisters, then say that. You know what I'm saying? But for you to just be silent at a time like that, no, I have a problem. I have a problem.
Yeah, that was taken out of proportion for sure. I'm excited to see next week, though, because next week is when they actually go to the airport. And his sisters, of course, come. I mean, I don't think it's going to be too much drama, honestly.
But if I were Ari, no, you got me effed up.
I'll be like, see, this is exactly why I'm taking your damn brother to the United States, so I don't have to deal with y'all asses no more.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but no. And then he invited them to the airport. Like, oh, I don't know when's the next time I'm going to see them.
I get that.
No, hell no. Your sister's got too much. See, this is why they're doing shit like that now. Throwing drinks in folks' faces and shit. Because they have they're too involved. They need to be less involved. I'm sorry. Yeah, y'all close. Yeah, you love him and all this other shit. That was uncalled for. And I really hope that his sister apologizes. He needs to make his sister apologize to her. I'm sorry.
She probably will, honestly.
Because to me, it seems like she was just really upset.
Yeah.
That he's leaving. But she just took it out on Ari, which was not right.
Yeah. I think, though, that she probably feels like the brother that she knows and loves would have told them before the night before he's leaving. Can you imagine if I or, you know, our other siblings said that they were leaving the country tomorrow and you had no idea about it? You know, because that's not the sibling that you know. So,
well, guess what? You obviously don't know him.
Damn, okay.
Because yeah, it was his choice.
It is.
Which is kind of weird. See, this is what I'm saying. He must be scared of them. I mean, they're your sisters. And y'all are so close, right? But you were too scared to tell them until 2 days before, or the day before. Come on, man. Stop it. Benny, yeah, stop being a baby.
I mean, obviously, that must have been just for the drama. Because ain't no way you're leaving the country for who knows how long.
It literally makes no sense.
You tell all your friends, but you don't tell your siblings. But anyway, let's go ahead to Jabri and Miona. When we see them, of course, he just picked her up from the airport. So they're driving to his home. And of course, she's still on the whole moving to LA thing. What do you think about Miona, Kiana? Because we didn't really get to talk about it last week. So what are your thoughts?
I think she's fine. To me, from what I can see, and like I said, I didn't watch the first two episodes yet, but it seems like maybe they had plans. They talked a lot of big stuff before she came. And now that she's here, maybe he's not able to deliver on said big stuff that they talked about, i.e. moving to the big city, doing whatever, because he keeps talking about money.
I mean, you basically hit the nail on the head with the first two episodes. He previously lived in LA. COVID happened. And of course, like so many others, he had to move back home with his parents.
But South Dakota?
That's where he's from. So yeah. But
no, ma'am.
Let me just say this about Miona. It's kind of weird because in certain scenes that they show of her, you know, pictures, whatever, she looks very tan.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking that she might be, like, black or mixed.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm wondering, what, is she just white? Like, Serbian? I don't know.
Maybe Serbians tan well.
I don't know. Cause some
or maybe
of her
pictures, Photoshop or spray tan.
It definitely has to be something because some of her pictures look very dark. And I'm like, ah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she seems okay, but I'm interested to see how they actually move forward because it seems
like they can't get on the same page.
Right. But they're on like totally different books.
Right. So let's get into it. So his mom, when they get to the house, liked her at first, which is really nice because on the first two episodes, his mom was actually talking about the way that Miona dresses on social media and just being concerned that, you know, she may not know the boundaries of the house. And then his parents actually started asking her some very, very awkward questions when they were at the dinner table. First, they told them that they want them to cook a few days a week, which, okay, it's pretty fine. But then they started asking her what she wants to do when she is actually able to work. And that's when it got weird.
Why? I didn't understand what was the big deal. She said she wanted to do makeup. I don't know. To me, the questions didn't seem so bad.
To me, it was weird because they know how out of the box Jabri is. So when she also has some out of the box answers about what she wants to do, I would think that you wouldn't be that surprised about it. And when I say out of the box, I just mean, you know, not traditional. I want to go to college and I want to do, you know, be a doctor or whatever. She wants to do makeup and she wants to have her own makeup line. I didn't think that was so bad, but it was very, very awkward. And I could feel it through the TV.
Well, I'm just glad that Jabri actually said something.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she just got off a long ass flight. She's tired. Can we please wrap it up for tonight? Like, let's not do this right now, please.
I liked it, but also part of me was kind of thinking that maybe Miona has some unrealistic expectations of what life is going to be like here in America.
Especially in South Dakota.
Yes.
I know that she's not planning on staying there for long, but we'll see.
I mean, being a makeup artist is something that you would do in a bigger city, right? If you want to make a living off of it.
Right.
In South Dakota, I don't know how many people are getting their makeup done for big events that they're, you know, paying people to get done.
Well, even when they were driving through the city to go to his house, she was saying how she saw all these cars, but she wasn't seeing any people. So that tells you what a small town they're in. So who she's going to be doing makeup on, I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely have some things to talk about because this is going to be a wake-up call for her for sure. Unless they can somehow miraculously move to L.A. The thing that got me, though, is that she had already said that she doesn't like living with his parents. And honestly, I thought that she probably was just using them asking her all those questions as an excuse to try to get Jabri to, you know, to kind of push him to moving out as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the questions were a little awkward, but I didn't think they were, like, anything off the wall crazy or anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
She's I already don't like living here because they asked me some tough questions.
And they want me to cook.
Yeah, girl.
A few times a week.
Two times a week. Girl, it's not that serious. Like, you got it made, pretty much. You only have to do something twice a week.
I mean, she doesn't have to work because she can't, so sounds like a life to me.
I know, that's right. Do you think they're going to last? Because I saw a lot of people talking about how they're not really a real couple and how she's kind of using this to get more exposure. And also Jabri is trying to use this as a way to get more exposure for his band.
I wouldn't be surprised. But if they're both mutually using this as a way to get exposure, then be my guest,
right?
Yeah. As long as no one gets hurt, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's entertaining, so.
I mean, they seem like they like each other, unless they're just really good actors. I would think that they at least like each other. I don't know if they're in love.
I'm sure they probably like each other, but are they planning to be together forever and have a family and get married? Maybe not. Or, well, they probably are going to get married because of the K-1 visa. They have to in order for her to stay. But it could all be for that reason, to get exposure.
Girl, who knows? I'm excited to see how this plays out because there was a scene on the preview where Jabri gets into a fight with his best friend, David, who doesn't like Miona, and a whole hot mess. So, I'm excited to see that. I'm just gonna keep watching for the highlights in the later part of the season.
Yes.
But let's go ahead and move on to Bilal and Shida. So, of course, they have this whole testing thing going on. Or should I say Bilal has this whole testing thing going on. Like we talked about last week, he is trying to test her to...
Sorry, you guys. There's a thunderstorm happening outside my house right now. So if you hear the thunder, please disregard.
So he's testing her to see if she loves him for him or for the things that he has. And of course, this is the next day, and Shida ends up calling her mom and showing her this fucking house that is falling apart. And of course, even her mom is fucking laughing at this house. Because what the hell do you have me at? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you said last week. I understand. Actually, I don't understand the testing thing. To me, you're doing way too much.
Way too much.
Maybe a little small drive by the house. She sees it's all broken down. She gets scared and be like, oh, hell no. But the fact that you actually had her stay here.
Yes.
And, like, you're seriously pretending, like, this is where y'all are gonna live. You're doing way too much. And then they stay there overnight.
Yes!
I don't give a fuck if it's your childhood home. I really don't.
Girl.
I don't care. What do you want me to... Oh, I can't say anything bad about it because it's where you grew up at. You know you grew up in the freaking slums. That's why you brought me here to test
you. Yeah, and he's been saying that on last week's episode, on the first episode. That is exactly what he said. He knows where he comes from. He comes from the hood.
So what does he do? Is he rich now or what?
Apparently he has some money. Not sure exactly what he... Oh, he's a real estate agent and real estate investor.
Okay.
So he seems like he makes a good living now, which is exactly what Shida was thinking. But of
course, I mean,
course,
you can't fault her for her reaction when you've been talking yourself up And then when she gets here, it's like a whole different thing.
Exactly.
To me, that doesn't... Yeah, that doesn't mean she's a gold digger necessarily. It just means that her expectations are totally not met.
Yeah, because if I know that you live on the street and I choose to come over here to be with you, then I know what to expect. If I think that you have something going for yourself and I choose to come over here, then that right. is what I expect. So you right. can't be mad at me for expecting you to have your shit together if you really don't.
100%. 100%. Okay. And that's so messed up. I'm sorry, but
I don't believe in testing your significant other. If you have to do that, you don't need to be with them. I'm sorry. And the reality is, maybe unless you're like hella rich or some shit, nobody is using you for your money. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Like, and actually, nobody is using you. I'm sorry. Nobody's using you to take them out to dinner at fucking Outback Steakhouse or fucking Red Lobster.
Yeah, seriously. And actually, when you're testing your significant other, things don't always necessarily work out the way that you expect them to.
Which is what we see with Bilal.
Right. I think communication will get you way further than actually trying to freaking test somebody. Mm-hmm. Because then it turns into, who the hell do you think you are trying to test me?
That is exactly how I would feel. But let's get into this, right? Because on this episode, Shai actually ends up apologizing to him, which, of course, I did not agree with. Because... girl, why are you apologizing? You did nothing wrong, you know?
Exactly.
But the next day, they are supposed to be going to his mom's house, quote unquote, for lunch. And they're going
But don't you feel like this is like a really long test?
Yes! Girl, now that's exactly what I was about to say. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Now he's saying, oh, we're going to go to my mom's house. Can you just give it a rest at this point? I mean,
seriously.
I get it.
It's been, like, after the night, you don't need to be playing anymore.
Yeah. What you can at least say, I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
You
know. So, of course, this is the house where he actually lives. Not his mom, but they end up going to the house. And, of course, Shai is kind of like, oh, we've been arguing a lot. I don't know if I want to go, whatever, whatever. And what really... Yeah, what really got me is when they get to the house, right? He fucking knocks on the door, opens up the door, and he's like, hello?
Right, like, who are you expecting to be
like,
here?
You know nobody is there, please.
So annoying. I don't like that. To me, that's a manipulator type thing that you're doing.
Oh, like, definitely. I definitely got weird vibes from him. Like, he wants what he wants, and that's it, period.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a manipulator. Already, I can tell.
Girl. But it kind of pissed me off. You know that is your house and nobody else is there. Please.
I mean, unless you have a freaking maid or something. Who did you think was going to say anything to you? You're like, he's still carrying on the freaking test.
Exactly.
Even to the last second.
I cannot deal with that. I'm telling you, I cannot. But she ends up loving the house, of course, because it's what she expected in the first place. And they end up going upstairs and he shows her the master bedroom, which he has these gifts laid out when Shai got there.
Mm-hmm.
But also one thing that they had was a yoga room for her. And it was set up. It had her newspaper articles on the wall. It was really, 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 really nice. But one thing that Shai said was, we're going to have to talk about this because now I'm going to be skeptical of anything that you say from now on. And I wholeheartedly agree. Yes.
And this is what happens when you test people.
Yes.
Because now I can't trust anything that you say because what are you trying to do?
Not one thing.
This is why you don't test your significant other. Mm-hmm. You communicate. You don't need to test me.
I would still be so pissed if I was her. Like,
hell yeah.
This is great. And I thank you, but I wouldn't even feel like I could really enjoy these things that you've done for me, even though they're so sweet.
Because it's manipulation. And did you see?
It is.
In the morning, before they went to the new house, when they were still at the old house, he was wearing that shirt that said, be grateful. Girl, his shirt literally said, be grateful.
Yes.
Shahida, what's her name?
Shida.
Sorry. Shida, run.
I think.
This guy is a manipulator.
Yes.
To the fullest. For him to be wearing that be grateful shirt, come on. These subliminals that you're trying to throw, cut it.
Not only cut that, it. But it's the fact that he felt as if he could not see her point or her side of things when she was saying, this isn't what I expected from you.
And not to mention, it's been 2 years. I'm assuming they've been together for like 2 years.
Right.
You've already applied for the K-1 visa and brought her over here. If you don't know the type of person she is now, you should have figured that out before you brought her here.
Okay, don't fucking test me. I'm just overwhelmed. Because this really gets to me. I cannot stand. Y'all know, I told y'all last week, I cannot stand a motherfucker is trying to test you, please. I've been saying that for so long.
And it's really, it's messed up to do that to somebody, too.
Yes. And the only thing that you're doing in that situation is getting the reaction that you don't want. If you're testing somebody and you take them to a broke down ass house, what do you think she's going to say?
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless she's from fucking...
When she's expecting something totally different.
Remember Rosemarie that was with Ed? Mm-hmm. I mean, she lived in a shack hut thing with no running water and that kind of shit.
And rats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody like that, maybe, possibly you would expect them to just be so grateful, oh my goodness, about what you're doing for them. Even still, I would be like, really, bitch? I mean, really, motherfucker? Maybe somebody like that, but Shy's not like that, you know?
Right.
Why are you expecting me to be grateful for living in a place with holes in the ceiling and shit? Please.
And I feel like you're a liar because you didn't tell me you were living like this.
Exactly. And
I would have stayed in freaking Trinidad before.
Right.
If I known that.
And just like I said last week, that would be one of the biggest things for me. That's why you weren't showing me your house or your car and shit, because you knew that it was shitty.
Yep.
So you were intentionally trying to hide this from me. That's what I would be thinking if I was Shy. Yep. But he doesn't see that at all. I hope that things get better for them, but I'm not feeling Bilal at all right now.
No, he's a manipulator. Yeah. A master manipulator.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. He is. For sure. Let's go ahead and move on to our last couple of the night, though, which is Emily and Kobe. They are actually on the car ride back to the hotel, and that is when she tells him that she wants to go have adult time with him instead mm-hmm. of him going to see the sun. Okay, Emily, girl, I want to say that I get where you're coming from because, like we mentioned before, she was very insecure about their relationship now. You know, that she has gained some weight, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But girl, this guy was not here for the birth of his son. He hasn't been here for the first 2 years of your son's life.
Mm-hmm.
Let this man go see his damn son!
Not only that.
I mean,
maybe you could have told him beforehand.
Exactly.
What is with people? To me, that's not a surprise. That's not a surprise.
No, it's not.
Don't do that. Tell me before. If she would have talked to him before and explained it, now he's like all excited because he's, oh, I'm going to go meet my baby and all this
exactly.
other shit. Whole time, you're like, oh, no, you're not. Or I not would. Today. don't do that.
And then she tried to get him to be on board with it by showing him all that lingerie while she was driving.
Like, girl, I am not stunned that. I have not ever seen my child in real life.
I was with Kobe for sure. I was like, you know what? He has every reason to be upset. He should be able to go see his kid.
Yeah.
He's never met him. I mean, come on. I don't know what Emily is thinking to where she would think that that was a good idea.
It didn't give what it supposed to have gave. Her surprise did not give what it was supposed to have gave.
Yeah, okay? It definitely did not, okay? Well, Kobe ends up going along with what she says, and okay, they'll have their adult night. But, oh, actually, can I mention just for a second, remember how she was talking about how there was so many people that were living in the house? There was like 5 adults. And, you know, sharing one bathroom. You mean tell me out of all those people, nobody else can watch your kid while y'all have your own date night? Girl. I mean, come on. But anyway, so he ends up going along with it. Yes, let's have our night together. They end up going to dinner. And it's funny because Kobe actually mentions that he's the only black person in the restaurant.
What? Where are they at again?
I cannot remember. It's somewhere that starts with an S.
I was trying to, yeah, I was like, what state is that?
Like South Seda or something? I forgot which
state. Yeah.
But it's somewhere where there's not a lot of black people, obviously. And you know what? This is when I say, tell me you don't get it without telling me you don't get it. Because Emily says to him, are you uncomfortable? And he says, yeah. Like, what do you think? And right. Then she says, oh, I mean, there's one other black person here. But I totally get what you mean when you say you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Girl!
He literally said, there's one other black person here.
Girl, first of all, it's the fact that you had to ask me if I was uncomfortable. And then you say, well, I shouldn't be uncomfortable because there's only one other black person. Okay. Well, you know, I lived in Ohio for a while. And there were many times when I was the only black person. Look, I'm just going to say that, yes, we do feel awkward when we are the only ones around. Maybe other races don't feel that way. But it is really awkward when we are. You know, you want to see people that look like you. You want to be reassured that you're not in this alone. Somebody else kind of gets you. You know what I mean? So I definitely understood where Kobe was coming from with that. But then they start talking about money. And she says basically that she doesn't know how much money he brought over here. He says that he was the owner of a coffee shop. He has spent $2,000 to buy a coffee shop. But then he got his $2,000 back when he had to sell the coffee shop. She ends up asking him how much money he brought to the United States. Girl. And it was so awkward because I'm like, why are you asking him how much money he brought over here on and TV? She's like,
well, I'm not going to be paying for everything myself. Girl, you know I can't work. So yes, you are.
Yeah, and that's all fine and good. But don't ask me that with these cameras here.
Girl.
Talking about how much money did you bring over here. Girl! But you know what I learned from this episode and the first two episodes where we saw Emily and Kobe? Is that Emily is not afraid to take, quote-unquote, pretend like the cameras aren't there to a whole nother level. Because on the first two episodes, remember, she's talking about their sex life.
The first two episodes.
Girl, she's talking about how they used to have sex on the floor for hours and hours, like crazy.
Do you think that she's doing this stuff for the cameras?
I don't. I just think that she just doesn't realize that maybe there's some stuff that you should not say.
Yeah. On national
TV. Because she was saying all that and then she's gonna ask
and of course
him
they're gonna use
money.
The juiciest part.
Exactly. Like, girl, don't be asking nobody how much money they brought. You notice nobody else.
I would have been like, you trying to get us robbed because I got that much.
Right. Like, anybody else asking them how much money they brought over here? Girl, don't ask me that shit. Not on TV. Ask me that when the cameras aren't rolling, please.
Thank you. Can you ask me that tonight when we go to bed or something?
I don't know. I think that out of all the couples that we talked about today, I think that Bilal and Shai will probably last the longest.
You think so?
I do, actually. What do you think?
He's a manipulator. That's evident from the very beginning.
He is, but I think that Shai will try to give him the benefit of the doubt, honestly. Mm-hmm. Who do you think would last the longest? I don't think any other ones would last, honestly.
Yeah, you're right. Probably Bilal and Shai.
Yeah, just from the ones that we saw today, because we still didn't see Kara and Guillermo, and we didn't see the new guy that's coming next week.
Right.
So, who knows about them, but...
Like, Benny and Ari? I don't know. They fight too much. But maybe it'll be different in America.
Hopefully. I saw a lot of people saying that Benny was only with Ari because they have the kid. And he wants to make sure that he doesn't lose the kid.
Dang, so people really think that?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that per se, but I can see why people say that. And if any reason that they were to stay together for a long time, I would think that it would be because of that. Because
right.
The baby. But let's get into this. Wait, what happened? Segment of the show. All right.
Let's do it.
Well, the first thing that I want to mention is that I actually saw that, remember last week we talked about Annie and Robert, how they lost their young baby? Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that she had actually posted on her Instagram that people should block certain podcasts and pages on Instagram. And I'm not going to say the names, but I was like, oh my gosh, when I saw them. Because they were basically reposting the fact that they had lost their baby and then putting link in bio. And it was like links to like their website or links to their podcast. You know, it was very insensitive.
Oh, yeah.
And
Annie, who was it? A podcast that we know?
I don't know if you know, but yeah, you probably might know. I don't know.
Oh.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, how fucking sad is that? That people are using someone else's...
The story of their child's death.
Yeah.
In order to clout.
Yeah.
That
was pretty sad, and it was pretty messed up.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Oh my gosh. People are doing that? Did you see anything else this week?
Actually, I haven't really seen much this week of anything crazy going on in the 90-day world.
I don't think so either. I think that I only saw that. It's probably only because it's the beginning of this new season, so no juicy details have come out just yet about
right
any fucking body else. But we'll see. We'll keep y'all updated for sure. Well, that concludes our episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what? Also on Twitter, where we sometimes live tweet the episodes, our 90 Day Fiancé WWH. And don't forget to leave us some ratings and reviews here on Apple Podcasts. And leave us some reviews, because the ratings are nice, but we want to know what y'all think.
Yeah, write us some stuff.
Yes, please. We will be back next week. We outie.
Bye.